Super excited because today and tomorrow we have a sought-after event returning to Saskatoon. Top of the Hops, Grapes and Grains. This is a celebration of all of Saskatchewan's best local brews, rare spirits, fine wines. It's all about tasting the best of the best. And we have an amazing Saskatchewan artist playing at the event. Braden King is taking the stage and he's taking the time to visit us in the studio. Braden, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, buddy. Thanks for popping by. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's been a busy year so far. We're having a lot of fun. So, excited to be here.
Yeah, I saw that you're kind of in the middle of a big move right now.
Yeah, that's right. My girlfriend and I, we just moved to Provost, Alberta. So inching back closer towards Saskatchewan. I've been in Alberta for the last good chunk of years, and it's nice to be so close to home.
Absolutely. And you know, a little bit scary moving sometimes, but it's always for the best, isn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure. We're really happy. We got a nice big farmhouse, so it's really cool. She's starting a new job, so love it.
Love that, man. Well, things have been popping off for you. Like, you just wrapped up a huge Canadian tour. Did you ever think, like, being a young artist that you would ever have, like, your own massive tour?
I don't know. I always wanted to tour, and I always kind of did as much as I could to kind of make it happen. I didn't think we'd be doing this big this quick, but more than happy to be doing it. It's amazing. We love being on the road. I kind of get, we just had 2 weeks off, and I'm like antsy already to be playing again. So it's something that I kind of have to do, and I'm very thankful to have the team to kind of put those tours together and the fans that are buying the tickets. So it's awesome.
Absolutely. And I mean, already a bunch of festival bookings for the summer, like 2024 is looking pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think we've only announced like half of what we're doing for the summer. I think we have like something like 30 dates or something this summer. It's wow. Pretty wild. So I'm super excited to be doing it, and it just keeps on climbing and climbing. So
needless to say, I mean, like, since your time on American Idol, like, you, the momentum has just been building like crazy. So going back to, if you were kind of talk to yourself before this all popped off, is there anything that you wished you would have known about a music career taking off?
That I won't get much sleep, honestly. My sleep schedule has completely changed, and I stay up late and sleep in till mid-morning, and that's pretty regular. And that you won't have a tour bus driver right off the bat. I'm the main driver in the group, so stay up late, wake up, drive 7 hours. Touring Canada is just, it's grueling. It is so crazy to have like 6-7 hour days of driving and then get to the show for that 1 hour on stage, but it's so worth it. It's great.
Oh, absolutely. But like you said, like, antsy to get back after having a couple of weeks off, but it must be nice to just have a couple of weeks just to exist a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Like, there's been a few days in the last couple of weeks where I haven't had anything on my schedule, no meetings, no anything, which is very rare, and I kind of don't know what to do with myself. I plugged in my Xbox for the first time in like 2 years, and I've been like playing Madden and NHL.
Nice.
And just enjoying myself and not really worrying about too much, which is nice because it is in preparation for a very busy summer and busy fall as well.
So, yeah. So what about in terms of creativity? You've been working much on songwriting for the past little while?
Yeah, I was just down in Nashville for 2 weeks writing with a bunch of really, really cool people. Can't share too much about the tunes quite yet, but we've got a lot of new music coming out this year and next year, so very excited.
No details yet, but have it on good faith that we're going to get some exciting things coming from the Braden King world.
That's right. Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited. So, you being a Sasky guy, have you ever been to Top of the Hops before?
I've never been, no, but as soon as Andrew called me, and he kind of thought that I'd be the perfect guy, because it's kind of like, we put on the party kind of show. It's no secret that we like to drink beers and have some fun, so I think it was kind of a perfect match made in heaven to have me playing at this event, and I've heard nothing but great things, so I've got a bunch of friends coming out. We're really excited, heading over there right after this.
Oh man, I'm excited. Well, are you much of a craft beer guy?
I love beers. I when I was younger, before I could drink, I never actually like taking a sip of beer. I was like, no, not a big fan. But then I moved to Belgium right after high school.
Oh wow!
And I lived in Belgium for a year. Not a lot of people know that, and that's where I really got a taste for like really, really good beers. And I love craft beers. Like, I'm an IPA guy. Not on stage. My stomach gets a little too heavy when I drink an IPA. But I love a good beer and have a big appreciation for it, for sure.
I was always surprised at how much of a bustling scene Saskatchewan has for craft beers. But then you think about it, it like kind of makes sense because all the grains are grown here.
100%. Right? Yeah, it does make sense.
Awesome. Braden King hitting the stage for Top of the Hops tonight and tomorrow. Kind of a different vibe from, you know, a touring production. So what's this going to be like?
We're going to play all my originals for sure, except we got 4 hours of time on stage each night to fill. And I told my guys we're going in with no set list. We're just, I'm going to take requests from the crowd all night long. We'll play some rock and roll. We'll play some country. We've been playing Taylor Swift on request if we need to, you know, everything to make the crowd happy and make sure everybody's having a good time. So it's a lot of fun for us, too. It's not as high pressure in a setting like this because we can just kind of play whatever we want and songs that we love and songs we haven't played in a long time. So it's great.
Awesome, buddy. Well, I know you don't need it, but best of luck. Break a leg tonight and tomorrow. It's going to be a hell of a weekend for you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I'm super excited, and thanks for having me.
Yes, Braden King, thank you so much for paying us a visit. Again, he's going to be hitting the stage both nights of Top of the Hops Grapes and Grains Festival at Prairie Land. That is tonight and tomorrow. If you want to grab tickets or even just read up on some details, who's going to be presenting, what types of beers and wines and spirits that you can try, we have all the details on the events page at thebull.ca. Again, Braden King in the studio at 92.9 The Bull. Braden, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.